I'm Leslie Lotto with an earful. Obviously, you've got to have some fun in you or you wouldn't want to be on the radio. I was wandering through a retail store a year or so ago and a child was running about yelling, laughing, skipping, and generally showing off their joy. And I thought, why can't we adults do that? Do you know what would happen if you skip through TJ Maxx showing your joy? People would roll their eyes at you. They might even get mad and tell you to stop your joy. Don't you think it would be preferable to hearing a random with their cell phone on speaker as they browsed the blouses? Last week, I went into an Indian grocery store, something I do monthly, sometimes more now that I live close to four of them. I was humming as I went in and a stock person said, "I like you're happy." I told him I didn't even notice I was humming because I do it all the time, and it brought me joy to have him notice. He reminded me that it was much better than the alternative, people who wander about miserably. So I ask you, why can't we show our joy? You've got to do that on the air unless you're a news person with a grim story. 15 years ago, I won Best Radio Personality, something to this day I scratch my chin about because I'm not a personality on the air. I'm an informant. So I ask you, can I not show you my joy? The next five stories are free for you to air on your podcast or radio station. The last story is not for air. All of the stories are singled out as voicers or one long evergreen newscast. I'm Leslie Lotto with an earful. The monks made it. You may have heard of the 19 Buddhist monks and their dog friend Aloka, who trekked 2,300 miles on foot to bring awareness to peace. The Walk for Peace started in Fort Worth, Texas, ending last week in Washington, D.C., where they talked about the surprise of people lining the streets all along their way. They spoke of healing and unity with the public, stopping for chats and community. They hit bad weather, injuries, and their dog even had to stop for orthopedic surgery. They said when they finished, "Peace is something that needs to be worked on every day with each choice we make, word we speak, and compassion we take. It's not our fault, after all, when we don't get enough sleep and can't think straight." Phew! A new report says mental shutdown due to sleep deprivation is due to fluid flowing in and out of the brain, slowing, but returning when our focus pops back to attention. The MIT Boston study says attention fails as the fluid starts pulsing. The study done to see how a sleep-deprived brain might lead drowsy drivers to crash. Scientists monitored brain activity and physiological changes after a good night's sleep as opposed to a horrible one. I wonder about humming often. A man stopped me to comment on my happiness just the other day. A new study says you don't need to sound good to sing. I couldn't agree more. Singing can regulate your nervous system as rhythmic breathing and vibration touch your vagus nerve. Nice News reports singing can reduce stress, bring down cortisol levels, boost cognitive health, improve respiratory function, and stimulate your immune response. What's more, it can facilitate social bonding or create community. Bring on the Joe. A new study shows it can't harm people suffering from atrial fibrillation. A study from the University of California, San Francisco says the study called Decaf, Does Eliminating Coffee Avoid Fibrillation, shows folks who stopped caffeinated coffee only did so because their doctor said so. It also showed coffee may lower the risk of heart problems or other metabolic disease. The lead doctor on the Decaf study says he was surprised to find protective caffeinated coffee could prevent atrial fibrillation. Simply said, a cup a day may keep the doctor away. People self-reporting a cognitive disability is on the rise. A study at Yale took information from young adults ages 18 to 39 gathered from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System. The yearly telephone survey questions memory, concentration, or decision-making conditions the CDC calls cognitive disability. 4.5 million adults were studied over 10 years, skipping 2020, showing a 5% increase in adults, though the younger adults' rates doubled over the same period. Scientists say it does not point to dementia, just warrants further study. I'm Leslie Lotto, and this has been an earful. The monks made it. You may have heard of the 19 Buddhist monks and their dog friend Aloka, who trekked 2,300 miles on foot to bring awareness to peace. The Walk for Peace started in Fort Worth, Texas, ending last week in Washington, D.C., where they talked about the surprise of people lining the streets all along their way. They spoke of healing and unity with the public, stopping for chats and community. They hit bad weather, injuries, and their dog even had to stop for orthopedic surgery. They said when they finished, "Peace is something that needs to be worked on every day with each choice we make, word we speak, and compassion we take." I'm Leslie Lotto. It's not our fault, after all, when we don't get enough sleep and can't think straight. Phew! A new report says mental shutdown due to sleep deprivation is due to fluid flowing in and out of the brain, slowing, but returning when our focus pops back to attention. The MIT Boston study says attention fails as the fluid starts pulsing. The study done to see how a sleep-deprived brain might lead drowsy drivers to crash. Scientists monitored brain activity and physiological changes after a good night's sleep as opposed to a horrible one. I'm Leslie Lotto. I wonder about humming often. A man stopped me to comment on my happiness just the other day. A new study says you don't need to sound good to sing. I couldn't agree more. Singing can regulate your nervous system as rhythmic breathing and vibration touch your vagus nerve. Nice News reports singing can reduce stress, bring down cortisol levels, boost cognitive health, improve respiratory function, and stimulate your immune response. What's more, it can facilitate social bonding or create community. I'm Leslie Lotto. Bring on the Joe. A new study shows it can't harm people suffering from atrial fibrillation. A study from the University of California, San Francisco says the study called Decaf, Does Eliminating Coffee Avoid Fibrillation, shows folks who stopped caffeinated coffee only did so because their doctor said so. It also showed coffee may lower the risk of heart problems or other metabolic disease. The lead doctor on the Decaf study says he was surprised to find protective caffeinated coffee could prevent atrial fibrillation. Simply said, a cup a day may keep the doctor away. I'm Leslie Lotto. People self-reporting a cognitive disability is on the rise. A study at Yale took information from young adults ages 18 to 39 gathered from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System. The yearly telephone survey questions memory, concentration, or decision-making conditions the CDC calls cognitive disability. 4.5 million adults were studied over 10 years, skipping 2020, showing a 5% increase in adults, though the younger adults' rates doubled over the same period. Scientists say it does not point to dementia, just warrants further study. I'm Leslie Lotto.